USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. When asked to name America's biggest foe globally, President Trump, in an interview with CBS News, first named the European Union, claiming the EU is a foe due to its trade practices. Trump also called Russia and China foes.
Russia's a foe in certain respects. China's a foe economically, certainly. They're a foe. But that doesn't mean they're bad. It doesn't mean anything. It means that they're competitors. They want to do well, and we want to do well.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, National Security Advisor John Bolton said President Trump has a stronger hand going into the Russian summit because of the charges against 12 Russian military intelligence officials.
It shows that the justice system, the Department of Justice, are aware of these Russian efforts at election meddling. And I think the president can put this on the table and say, this is a serious matter. We need to talk about it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A woman entered a Waterford, California gas station and told the clerk she'd been kidnapped by some men waiting for her outside while she used the bathroom. The clerk gave her a cell phone and locked her in the bathroom. County sheriff's deputies arrived minutes later and arrested four suspects.
The victim had, in fact, tried to reach out to several people during the whole ordeal. Nobody was willing or able to help her. So the quick thinking of the clerk at the convenience store really helped for us to bring this case to a head and get these suspects into custody.
The woman had been kidnapped from Fresno, about 90 miles away. A fatal shooting by Chicago police Saturday afternoon fueled a violent clash between officers and a large crowd of onlookers who threw bottles and rocks as cops swung back with batons. After the riot, a comparatively peaceful protest at the Grand Crossing police station stretched into Sunday morning. Police say the man was shot after exhibiting characteristics of an armed person who was confrontational with an officer. Police did recover a gun and two ammunition magazines from the scene. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A Florida man is accused of plotting to kill his Jewish neighbors. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Police in Miami Beach say 72-year-old Walter Stolper has been facing eviction from his apartment complex, and he was angry about it and wanted to burn the building down to kill his Jewish neighbors. Detectives ended up showing up and finding 28 containers with gasoline and explosive materials inside his storage unit. They also found gasoline-filled containers in the garbage chute dumpster at his apartment building and discovered artifacts with swastikas and books of Nazi ideology inside his residence. An arrest report says he told detectives he was planning a small barbecue. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hundreds of thousands of spectators lined San Diego's Normal Street Saturday to watch the city's Pride Parade. The annual event is one of the West Coast's largest Pride events, attracting participants from all over the nation. Jonathan Villegas says he brought his two-year-old daughter to celebrate diversity.
The world's a big place, and we're all similar, and we all need to be proud of that and celebrate that. She should learn that.
This year's theme is to persist with pride. It's a call to stick together, to hold on to progress toward acceptance and equal rights, and to keep pushing forward.
I'm 74. I've been out and gay since 14, but I had to hide it for the first 60 years of my life.
That's Lynn Maynard, who traveled from Columbus, Ohio with her partner Karen to enjoy the San Diego Pride. For USA Radio.